I got an email, and I'm not giving out any details of the gentleman involved in this. He's a 37-year-old male, and he says, I'm a 37-year-old man living with a violent partner. Recently, I was assaulted again by her, both physically and verbally. This was while our 13-month-old daughter slept in her cot in the same room. I pleaded with her to stop and not to wake the baby, but she kept shouting louder and louder until she did wake the baby. He goes on to say, when I asked her why she was doing that, she just said, because it's what you deserve. I can't take much more abuse from her. The physical abuse has only happened a handful of times, but the verbal abuse is regular, even in front of our child. I feel trapped, as if I leave, she will never let me see my baby again. When my baby wakes at night, I'm the one who gets up to her. On my days off, when she wakes in the mornings, I get her up, I get her breakfast while my partner sleeps in till all hours. I put her to bed every night, but I know if I leave, because of the way she treats me, I lose my baby too. This makes me feel so helpless. If I want this to stop, then I have to give my child up. It's so unfair. Is there anything I can do? She says, my partner, that she has postnatal depression, but refuses to get any kind of help. I've tried and tried with her, but I feel like I can't do any more. Perhaps you could give me some advice or tell me what my rights are regarding my child. Obviously, don't give out my details if at all possible. Now, there are different strings to this. Firstly, if people can help and have been through it or have advice with regards to postnatal depression, if you've been through it, I'm not suggesting for a moment you ever behaved like this guy's partner is, then I would like to help. I would like to hear from you because you may well be able to help. Postnatal depression is one aspect of it. Text 0868104106. Pick up the phone if you wish on 1850104106. But with regards to the 37-year-old male who sent me that email, we did get in touch with Men's Aid. And one of the directors of Men's Aid is Seamus Scott, and he joins me by phone. Seamus, good morning.
Good morning, Neil.
I believe that the gang also here sent you that email in advance. What do you make of it?
They did indeed, yeah. It's a very difficult situation to be in, and unfortunately, domestic abuse has not gone away, and it's, increased. We found it about a 30% increase recently since the lockdown, but fortunately, there is support there for people, and that's the most important thing, first of all, I'd have to say, to that individual or any individual, whether it be male, female, same-sex relationships or whatever. It's a difficult situation when, first of all, you're in a domestic abuse, then you're in a domestic violent, and then there's also what's known as a coercive control situation where you really feel it's ongoing, you really feel trapped, and you really feel that, like this individual, there's no hope, and he's going to lose his child, and he just feels desperate. I have to say, for anybody, you really need to try to reach out to groups like ourselves. If it's a woman, Women's Aid is there. There's Men's Development Network. You do need support. It's not something you can challenge on your own.
So if you did make the call, how could you help him?
If you did make the call, well, there are various resources that are available. I would say, the primary thing that person needs is to feel safe and to feel protected. And the only, option he would really have in the situation is to get a protection order, which he can get straight away by going into the court offices. They are open, they are available, they're immediate, and they give you 7 days instant protection.
In what form does that protection take, I wonder?
It's a temporary, it's like a safety order. Safety order is what leads on from protection order. Then you also have barring orders and interim barring orders and such like. It gives you protection in the event, say for instance, that gentleman or any person doesn't have a safety order and they're in the guards. The guards can do not an awful lot. They might try to remove one or other of the people from the situation to defuse it a little bit. But there's a little child involved here as well. There's a father and a mother. The mother may need medical intervention if she is, in postnatal depression or whatever.
So a protection order allows everybody to stay in the home, but it gives them extra power with regards to the guardie if he needs to make a call.
So when you have a protection order, you will be going to court with the other party, you know, probably within 7 days or after 7 days, and you will get a safety order then, which is a permanent order, which can last up to 3 to 5 years. When you have an order in place, legally then the Gardaí can take action.
Right.
You know, they can actually do something about
it. But won't that just fuel things even worse? That's like fanning the fire with his partner, right?
It can fuel things even worse, but look, in domestic abuse, violence and coercive control, the fuel, the cook pot is burning anyway.
Yeah.
And you do need protection, whether you're a man or woman, or in a same-sex relationship, you know. So I would suggest to that person to reach out. If he finds it difficult to reach out, he can maybe get a family member or a family friend to contact somebody.
I think he could most definitely contact you. If he can contact me, he can contact you.
Yes,
you would probably also tell him, wouldn't you, that he's not alone in this. In fact, you would probably tell him that more men are calling you now than this time last year, for instance.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that's the number one thing that you do need with support, and to know that support is there. Support is vital. Good, proper and accurate, professional, confidential support by trained people is important.
It must come as a consolation to somebody to know that their problem is not exclusively theirs then, yeah?
It is, yeah. And also that they're, no matter how desperate, when you're in the middle of a storm of a situation like that, no matter how desperate it is, it's difficult to think straight. Your head is in a spin. You're being bombarded with all of that all the time. And without support, it's difficult to think straight. You need somebody to take you by the hand, in a sense.
His partner clearly needs help and intervention. But if she refuses to get treatment for postnatal depression, would it be this may not be your area of expertise, but would it not be an idea for him to recommend that both of them, both he and her, go for counselling together?
I think counselling is an immediate requirement, especially for him anyway. When one or the other is not willing to participate in, you know, a rational solution like counselling, or even just getting support, or even going to the doctor, or talking to somebody, it is difficult, and you can't really force somebody. But with the court system and court orders, you can actually bring things on where somebody, you know, will find themselves in a situation where you're not taking their choices away, but they're being put in a situation where they have to make decisions, you know.
They have to take some positive action.
They have to take action, yeah. Like, there's young children, at, you know, involved. No matter how young they are, from toddlers up to teenagers, it's sad to see the children getting affected. And like, support for them is also available in the country. There is stillhere.ie was supported by Charlie Flanagan, the Minister for Justice. It's a website. And all the helplines and all the support and information is up there. Men's Aid also have their own website, email support, and also a helpline for the nation, you know. Mm. But look, it's not easy. It's not an easy way out. But there is light at the end of the tunnel, and that's the important message I want to communicate to this man and anybody out there. There is light, no matter how difficult the situation is, there is a way to get help. There is a way to get some kind of assistance and some kind of support for both parties involved, because at the end of the day, it does involve two people making some certain changes in their life for the benefit of themselves.
This isn't a recommendation for him to get out of the house in the sense that he said he's in physical danger. No.
If somebody is in physical danger, it sometimes is.
That would be the recommendation if it were a woman sending me the email, you see.
Yeah, it is. And when the Gardaí get involved, where it's a man who's involved in, given the abuse, the Gardaí tend to ask the man to leave the house, you know. And then it usually gets into the court services where there are safety protection, barring orders brought on. But there would be, you know, a hearing in court and such like, you know, for that.
I would hate to see all of that happen, though, wouldn't you? If she clearly has postnatal depression and is very much a woman who is struggling with and overwhelmed by the scenario she's in.
So in this particular situation, I would love to see some kind of medical intervention brought about. It could be something that could be diffused very simply. by a doctor, situation taken care of, some counselling for the individual, and the whole situation could be calmed down. That would be the ideal outcome without involving courts, guards, or anybody. But when somebody is refusing to get help, then that's difficult. But that's part of being in, you know, a postnatal depression situation, you know. It's difficult for that person to make the decision. And that person needs support as well, you know. And, you know, we can't just knock on the door and, you know, and say, we're here. people have to reach out and ask and invite help as well. So it's a real cookpot.
Yeah. So do you think that we talk enough about men in situations where they're being violently or verbally abused? I mean, do we give it enough coverage?
No, we don't. You know, for instance, it's KOSH, which is the National Organization for Domestic Abuse for Male and Female and Gay and Lesbian. There's 1 in 20 men report domestic abuse. That's 5% of the men in the country.
What's the figure for women? You're saying it's substantially higher than that?
1 in 5, 1 in 4 is the figures that is given out from Women's Aid.
So 1 in 4 or 5 in women and 1 in 20 in men?
1 in 20
now
in
why,
men.
Why no. do so many fewer men report issues in their lives?
I think what we find from talking to men in Men's Aid Ireland is that, and previously Men's Aid Ireland were amen. So we recently rebranded because, you know, it's more suitable for, the name is more suitable to, it flows with Women's Aid, Men's Aid. But there's a kind of a stigma attached, like there has been a stigma with depression for so long, that people were afraid to come out and admit. And I think men are beginning to start to come out and say, well, I am being domestically abused. Then a lot of men go into the Garda station or they go for help. And they're told, you're a big boy, you know.
Yeah, man up, like, yeah, grow up hair, you know, kind of thing, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So it is changing slightly. We've had an increase of about 30% in our calls and emails to Men's Aid.
And would one of their real worries that they would be jeopardizing access to their children if they did anything about it?
It is. And that individual, that's, I think, nearly every man that we would deal with, that is their primary concern, their kids, that they don't want to lose access to their kids. They don't want their kids to be affected. And it is a threat. It is something that's, you know, held over them sometimes, you know.
Yeah, she says she has postnatal depression, refuses to get any help. I've tried and tried with her, but I feel like I can do no more. The advice would be to contact Men's Aid, pick up the phone. Yeah. Give them a call on your 01 number, send an email. Actually, interestingly, you also recommend deleting your browser history just in case that could even fuel the fire.
Yeah, where does coercive control, which is an extreme end of domestic abuse and violence, you're being more controlled financially, sexually, threats, you know, and such like. And it can cause serious, you know, emotional, you know, It's just a very difficult situation when you're in that. And it's difficult then for a man or a woman or a gay person in that situation to reach out even. And they're being watched, they're being checked. You know, who are you calling now? What are you doing? Let me see your phone. Give me your phone.
Yeah, yeah.
The things that are said, the list that we have, they're very mild, you know, compared to the list of things that men bring up to us.
I don't want to be gender blaming here now. Yeah, and I could say exactly. There's two sides to all stories. You hear the male version of it. I get all of that. But, you know, these are genuine men who are struggling. I appreciate that. Wouldn't there also be a health service interest in this if there's a 13-month-old child?
Social services actually
should possibly be alerted.
If the child is, like, social services would be there for child protection. So if there's a child protection issue, then I would encourage that gentleman to get in touch with Child Protection Service, TUSCLA. Again, I would be reluctant because of his partner's, say, medical issues at the moment. I would be reluctant to go down that line.
Yeah, I know.
If there isn't.
I know, because she would probably quite legitimately say, I might shout at you or I might dig you or slap you, but I would never touch my child.
Yeah. Like, it's like you were saying, Neil, there earlier on, like getting involved with solicitors, Gardaí and such like, can actually, you know, pour fuel on the fire and getting trust involved if they're not necessarily needed can pour more fuel on the fire.
You might be able to back out of that all that quickly. I know what you're saying.
Look, it's so complex and difficult. That's why I think support, any man, or sorry, a men's aid can actually take your hand. They can help you with all of the different steps and stages and stay with you through the journey and help you out of the journey. Men's Development Network are there in Waterford as well. They provide a free counselling service. All of our services are free.
Let me give out your details, and thank you for taking the call then, Seamus. I have the phone number here. It's an 01 number, 554-3811. And you can also email hello@mensaid.ie. It'll come.
Can I just say one last thing as well, Neil, while I'm on there?
Yeah.
And we are a small men's aid group. We are not nationally all over the country like Women's Aid, and they're doing fantastic work as well. We have to thank all of the people out there, the funders. There's a lot of charities are in trouble financially at the moment, not just in the domestic abuse.
Their sources have dried up,
We are so thankful and grateful to the donations that are coming in, because this service is vital. You know, it has to be kept going. We provide a national helpline, and, you know, we need all the help that we can get, and we're so thankful and grateful. So a big thank you to all the funders.
Well said. So if people wanted to get it, just to look at what you do, there's obviously a mensaid.ie website. Is that just what is that?
Mensaid.ie.
Okay, fair play. Thank you, Seamus. I'll give out those details again.
Thanks so much, Neil.
Much obliged. Thank you for helping. Thank you for reaching out. And there is help for that 37-year-old man. Do get in touch with them. It'll be the best call you'll make in the life that you're living at the moment. 01-554-3811. That goes for anybody else who might feel that they're in a vulnerable situation now in the home. There's obviously Women's Aid. Actually, I would be obliged to if I could get the number for Women's Aid also, because that's very important at this time too. I know I'm talking specifically about that man, but let us talk about women who might find themselves in the same scenario. But for men, 01-554-3811. You can email hello@mensaid.ie, www.mensaid.ie. Men's Aid used to be Amen. They're now Men's Aid. And I gave you out those details. And there is, of course, Women's Aid also. And it's very similar in the sense that it's www.womensaid.ie. They're listening and they're supporting, and they have a free phone number for Women's Aid. It's a national free phone number. It's 24 hours as well. And they're on 1-800-341-900. If you're struggling now, you're finding it hard to cope, or there are issues in the home now involving domesticity issues, and you feel that you need support or somebody to talk to or help or intervention, and you're a woman, 1-800-341-900. If you're a man, it's an 01 number, 01-554-3811. Happy to help in that regard, and make that call.